process of getting that prepared and ready for shipment. So we're probably, and again, there's an issue, I just found out about an hour ago that there's an issue with getting some of all the parts because of COVID and, you know, the disruption in delivery service. So we were anticipating a little bit earlier on, but we're probably more looking at mid-February now. The weekend they were installing the door to the area where the machine's going to be. So we've purchased the door and that's been installed already. And the volunteers, super group of volunteers, trade people, electricians, carpenters have volunteered their time. And really we're, right now we're waiting for the machine because it's sort of like you have to build the room around the machine because of the size of it and stuff. So everything's kind of ready and waiting, and once the machine comes, they'll very quickly, I mean, it's a matter of a couple of wires and boarding it in and, you know, doing the thing that they do best, those trade folks, and they'll have that done up in a weekend. And so it'll be, I'm sure, because of giving them time on their off time to do that, it will be at least the mid-February before we're able to up and running. And it all depends on the shipping, because it does have to be shipped from British Columbia.
Right.
So it all depends on the shipping progress. But, and so that's why we hope that, you know, we've applied for funding for short containers and stuff to go around the community, and we kind of want to have it all kind of fall into place about the same time, so that we are doing the best efforts that we can, so that the community doesn't find them around on the ground, and that people have a place to dispose of them. Because there's a cost to the service, local businesses are, that would be an added expense to the local pharmacies, right? And most pharmacies that I've ever done any, we've done any communications with always indicate, that if you're my client, if you're their client, and you're getting your subscription from them and you have the use of the needle, then they look after disposal. But certainly our folks in the needle distribution services wouldn't have access